This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Congress reaches a deal to postpone a shutdown. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. Textron aviation machinists are on strike. That story is coming up.
Two men dead after separate shootings in Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Congressional leaders have a deal on a short-term spending bill that will fund federal agencies for about 3 months. The agreement announced Sunday averts a possible partial government shutdown when the new budget year begins October 1st and pushes final decisions until after the November election. Bipartisan negotiations began in earnest shortly after a failed vote last week in the House. House Speaker Mike Johnson dropped his plan to link temporary funding with a mandate that would have compelled states to require proof of citizenship when people registered to vote.
Textron aviation machinists are now on strike.
Nearly 5,000 machinists in the Wichita area overwhelmingly rejected the company's final contract offer and voted a strike on Saturday. Insurance and compensation were the two key sources of disapproval of the proposed contract. It had offered a 26% pay increase over 4 years, including an 11% wage increase immediately. It also included a $3,000 lump sum payment each year and an annual longevity bonus after 5 years of service. The strike started just after midnight Monday. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Birmingham, Alabama's mayor says he's had enough of laws that allow mass casualty weapons on the street after a deadly Saturday night mass shooting.
Mayor Randall Woodfin says Saturday's deadly shooting that left more than 100 shell casings at the scene was not the first such shooting this year. He did say it, to him, is the result of laxed laws that enable segments of his and other communities.
Riding around with semi-automatic weapons, automatic weapons, conversion switches, and everything else, whose only intent, hell-bent intent, is to harm people, shoot people, kill people.
Police called Saturday's shooting a paid hit that killed its target and others caught in the crossfire. Federal agencies are helping local police in the investigation. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A man is dead after a shooting in North Wichita Sunday evening at an apartment in the 3500 block of North Inwood. Officers located a 38-year-old man with a fatal gunshot wound. The suspect is in custody.
A shooting in central Wichita Saturday evening, leaving a 50-year-old man dead in the 600 block of North Topeka. First responders found the victim lying in a parking lot. He was rushed to a hospital and then pronounced dead. Police report no suspect in custody, and the name of the victim has not been released.
KNSS News Time now, 7:06, 6 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Another close call for the Kansas City Chiefs road opener last night. We'll talk about that. I have some great highlights coming up in sports.
Trump says he won't run again. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News.
Wichita's number one talk, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09. 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Drivers on Kansas roadways are being cautioned to watch out for farmers as the fall harvest season gets underway. In a news release, the Kansas Highway Patrol says drivers may find themselves sharing the road with large farm equipment and machinery such as trucks, tractors, and combines. They say traveling around these vehicles requires extra caution.
Former President Donald Trump says this is it when it comes to a presidential bid.
Donald Trump saying Sunday he will not make a fourth consecutive run for president if his current bid falls short in November. Cheryl Atkinson of Sinclair Broadcast Group's Full Measure asked the former president if he could see himself running again in 4 years if he loses his reelection bid. And he responded, "No, I don't. I think that will be it." Adding, "Hopefully we're going to be successful." This is Trump's third bid for president. Most public opinion polls agree that the race is a tight one, with Harris and Trump running neck and neck, and the numbers within the margin of error. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
The UN General Assembly's 79th session gets underway this week.
The Big Apple will become home to some of the world's biggest diplomats for the United Nations General Assembly. One key foreign policy issue will be top of mind as the war in Gaza continues between Israel and Hamas. Last week, the UNGA adopted a Palestinian-drafted resolution demanding Israel end its presence in, quote, Palestinian territory, calling it unlawful. The move received swift condemnation from Israel and a number of leaders. The U.S. called the resolution's text one-sided. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
U.S. Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall, is concerned that the strike at Boeing could have an impact at Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita. He blames the Biden administration, saying unions are forced to ask for more from their employers because of rising costs for food, gasoline, and child care.
I think that they have failed. But on the other hand, we need them to be successful. From a national security standpoint, we need Boeing to be successful. But they have to turn their culture around and be focused on safety rather than making money.
Senator Marshall says the Boeing contract will affect workers at Spirit once the deal is approved.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And taking a look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam, I'm going to look at the one at the southwest side at Highway K-42 and I-235, and it is bad right there. Very slow-moving traffic, traffic backing up in the lanes there, especially just on K-42 westbound, west of I-235. So that's where you're seeing some very slow traffic at this time this morning. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
Good. Well, yeah. It's quite a bit cooler than last week, and we had some rain over the weekend.
Yeah, you know what? Big change over this past weekend. I heard a lot of lawnmowers going on Friday, you know, just before that rainfall moved in. A lot of people, you know, trying to get that outside work done. Once the clouds, once the rainfall moved in, it looks like a lot of that going to be on the way out. When it comes to skies not only drying out, but also clearing out as I speak. When it comes to the day ahead, it looks like we have a pretty nice one, especially when it comes to our temperatures. You know, now that things have cooled off, fall, of course, officially starting yesterday, definitely going to feel like it as we kickstart this new week. High of only 71 degrees. That's going to be the warmest that it's going to get later on this afternoon under a mostly cloudy to a mostly sunny sky. So that cloud cover just going to gradually clear out. A north wind going to be light at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Fair skies tonight with a low of 51. Just a cool, crisp start to our Tuesday about 24 hours from now. And then there's also going to be a 20% chance of seeing a few showers and thunderstorms by tomorrow. There's going to be another front that's going to be moving in late tonight through tomorrow that may be accompanied by some of that rainfall. Despite maybe hearing a rumble of thunder or two, we're not expecting any severe weather tomorrow. High of 75 degrees. And then the rest of the week, it does look like there's going to be a couple of things that are going to be happening. Temperatures going to remain pleasant, mainly in the 70s. And number two, it looks like our only downside to the forecast, the fact that there's not going to be a whole lot of moisture that's going to be moving in. So things are going to be dry for the middle of the week on Wednesday with a high of 77 degrees, 75 on Thursday. Now, by the time we get into our Friday, 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms. There's going to be a system that's going to be moving in, favoring central and eastern in Kansas, so that does include Wichita as well. 75 degrees for a high on Friday, and then over this upcoming weekend, anywhere between 77 to 78 degrees. There's going to be a 10% chance that we maybe have a few showers linger Saturday, but it looks like things are going to dry right back out by the time we get into our Sunday. Right now, we're at 55 degrees, partly cloudy conditions with a light north breeze at 8 miles an hour.
My rain gauge, my new rain gauge, I got 1.7 inches at my house Saturday night, and I did get my lawn mowed on Saturday morning before it all hit. How about that?
Yeah, and you know what? Despite getting a lot of that much-needed moisture, Steve, Ted, we still need more out there. So that's why I mentioned, as far as any kind of a downside to the forecast, the fact that there's not going to be a whole lot of rainfall this week.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Today is Monday, September 23rd, and, of course, a cooler day. Yesterday, 68 degrees for a high, normal high 81, and it was just last Thursday, the high was 102 degrees.
So we went from being 20 degrees above normal to about 10 to 15 degrees below normal in one day.
Yeah. Wow. On this date in 1780, British spy John Andre was captured along with papers revealing Benedict Arnold's plan to his plot to surrender West Point to the British. Benedict Arnold, who has had a distinguished career as a military officer until this came up.
Until he became a traitor.
Yeah. Yeah. I did a little research. He died in London at the age of 60.
Yeah. He thought the British were going to hail him as a huge hero for siding with them during the war. It turns out they didn't like him either.
Bruce Springsteen, 75 years old today, nicknamed the Boss. He has released 21 studio albums during a career spanning six decades, most of which feature his backing band, the E Street Band. I don't know a lot about it.
He's pretty big time.
But that's not the biggest birthday of the day.
It's not?
Oh, heavens.
Oh,
no.
What do we got?
Because we have to celebrate a birthday, actually yesterday, for a young woman named Mahala Woodward.
Yeah, my dear mother.
Your mother had a birthday.
Turned 81 yesterday.
Yeah. Did she get my present? I sent over a couple of $100.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's probably in the mail.
Yeah. Or my brother Ned absconded with it and is putting it to use. Who knows?
Okay. I have another birthday. Happy birthday, Mahala.
Yes. Happy birthday, Mom. We had a nice night.
You guys had a good time.
Had a good evening yesterday. Good. Had a nice dinner with family.
Had a birthday for a friend that I've known for several years, a guy named Jay McManus. Jay's turning 100 today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
He is with the specialist group. In fact, he is a specialist group. He's the guy who started it out many years ago, an employment agency here in town. And my wife, Shelley, of course, worked for Jay and Jerry and those guys down there for several years when she was younger. And she always said it was the best job she ever had, the nicest people. And Jay's a heck of a guy. He's having a birthday today. He's turning 100.
Well, if you can make it to 100,
yeah,
bless your heart.
Happy birthday, Jay. All right, 7:17, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for sports here on a Monday morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, we had Sunday night football last night, and it was in prime time, featuring the first-place Kansas City Chiefs road opener for KC, going to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. The Chiefs were able to get passing game going, got some good things, especially in the first half. And let's take a look at that. Of course, Mitch Holtis had the call. It was right here on your home of the Chiefs in Wichita, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Third down, three. Chiefs trailing 7-0. Early second, they're at the Falcon 13. Kansas City, 3 of 4 on third down conversions. Mahomes lofts a pass near side inside the 5-yard line. Rashee Rice stretching out near front pylon. And it is a penalty flag back at the throw. What did they say? This, as Rice coming to the near side, he's got the touchdown, but hang on, a penalty flag thrown at the point of the pass.
Personal foul, roughing the passer, defense, number 0. It's overplay, it's a touchdown. That penalty will be enforced on the try.
It is a touchdown, Kansas City, a 13-yard touchdown reception. It goes from Mahomes to Rashee Rice.
Well, it's a good thing the Chiefs got some points early because they certainly weren't getting them late. The Chiefs only had the ball twice in the fourth quarter. Three and out, punt. Three and out, punt. Other than that, the Chiefs' defense was on the field almost the entire fourth quarter trying to stop the Falcons. Here comes Atlanta, down by 5, marching on down the field and getting close to the goal line.
But Atlanta will go for it. Fourth down and 5. They can get a first down before reaching the end zone. They're at the 6. Cousins will be in the shotgun. Robinson shaded to his left, 3 by 1. Now the Chiefs showing a blitz. Cousins lofting a pass near side. That is incomplete. Broken up at the back of the end zone. Another play by Brian Cook. Two different plays, this time on Drake London. The other one was on Kyle Pitts. And the Chiefs hold on downs at their own 6-yard line.
All right. Well, then after that, like we said, the Chiefs went 3 and out, gave it right back to the Falcons, who went right down the field in the closing seconds. But the Chiefs made another stop inside the 10-yard line on fourth down and win the game. Whoo! Chiefs defeat the Falcons 22-17 as that defense really came up big when it had to in the fourth quarter. After the game, some comments from Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes talking about that piecemeal running game the Chiefs are putting together.
I thought the guys did a great job, and then at the end of the day, I think the O-line took it upon themselves to accept the challenge. And I mean, if you saw how the game went and those long drives, their defense was staying back, and they were letting us, they're going to force us to run the football and throw it short, and we did that good enough to get the win.
Yeah, good. That's kind of what the Chiefs' mantra has been, good enough to get the win. Well, they're 3-0. Not many NFL teams are undefeated right now. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid talking about the defense.
A couple times they got those back-to-the-wall situations, one in the end zone, one to save the game at the very end. I know that's what those guys are signed up for, but to see them come through in those situations is pretty special.
Two huge fourth-down plays. You know, that's my hat goes again off to them. Those guys work so hard, and they all contributed, man. They all had positive plays in there somewhere along the line, and we had this time of possession. It was one of those games where we had the ball forever, but we weren't putting enough points on the board.
Well, it's a win. The Chiefs defeat the Falcons 22-17 in the road opener. The Chiefs are now 3-0 on the season, all three wins, but only by a total of 13 points in those three wins. Winning close. And right now in the conference standings early on in the season, the Pittsburgh Steelers are in the top spot at 3-0. The Chiefs right behind in the number 2 spot in the conference. The Buffalo Bills are also unbeaten in the AFC right now at 2-0, and they will play tonight, Monday night game pending. All right, and we'll take a look at volleyball tonight. We'll talk some volleyball, the weekly coaches show with Shocker volleyball coach Chris Lamb. That's at 6 o'clock tonight on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. As the Shocks did have 2 5-set wins in the Shocker Volleyball Classic at Coke Arena last week. Now coming up this week, opening up conference play on the road, and then a home match on Friday against Temple. So a lot to talk about with Coach Lamb. Talking volleyball tonight at 6 o'clock, then right after that, Monday Night Football tonight, the Cincinnati Bengals hosting Washington. And in baseball, the Kansas City Royals lose 2-0 yesterday afternoon at Kauffman Stadium. 24,000 fans at the final home game of the regular season. They hope it's not the... Well, it probably is the final home game. Because even if they do get into the playoffs and squeak in, they'll probably have to play on the road in all the games. All right, we'll see what happens, though. The Royals couldn't get any offense going. A 2-0 loss to the Giants. The Royals have only scored 4 runs in their last 5 games. Yeah, you heard that right. The Royals are on a 7-game losing streak, including back-to-back shutouts. They didn't score Saturday. They didn't score yesterday. Zeros. It's not good, and it was a bad homestand. The Royals went 0-6 on that 6-game homestand.
Can you say collapse?
Yeah, well, they have another week to try to get it. And here's the deal. They are still in.
Really?
With 6 games to go, the Royals have a 1-game lead for a playoff spot over the Minnesota Twins with 6 games to go in the season. And they do not play today. So it's their last off day. Then they got 6 road games to see if they can get into the playoffs somehow, some way. That is sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
I know, this is a little bit cooler morning here on a Monday morning. It's good to have some nice, fresh, hot Prairie Fire coffee.
Oh, look at you.
That's what I got right here in the cup. Mm. All right. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here. We've got, what do we got coming up? Oh, House Call for Health is on the way. Researchers are observing how Utah teens will endure a year without their smartphones. That's coming up with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Monday morning, and 57 degrees. Textron Aviation machinists now on strike. Nearly 5,000 machinists in the Wichita area overwhelmingly rejected Textron's final contract offer and voted to strike Saturday. Insurance and compensation were the two key sources of disapproval of the proposed contract. It had offered a 26% pay increase over 4 years, including an 11% wage increase immediately. It also included a $3,000 lump sum payment each year and an annual longevity bonus after 5 years of service.
2 assassination attempts on former President Donald Trump has a task force in Congress focused on reasons why they happened.
The bipartisan task force is led by Pennsylvania GOP Congressman Mike Kelly, who said it's not just about what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania, July 13th, but also
what happened on July 12th, July 11th, July 10th, July. What was the preparation for that event?
Is the Secret Service stretched too thin? Democratic task force member Representative Jason Crow of Colorado said that's a concern with the list of protectees.
A sitting president and then two presidential candidates and then former presidents and all their families.
Both appeared on ABC's This Week. The task force is scheduled to hold its first hearing this Thursday. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A Wichita man was found guilty of second-degree murder in the beating death of 30-year-old Blake Barnes. 34-year-old Abel Molina was convicted Thursday. Police say Molina and 6-year-old David Chandler attacked Barnes with a pipe near Seneca and McLean on February 22, 2022. Chandler has already been sentenced for his role in the attack. Molina will be sentenced November 6th. All three men were known to be homeless at the time of the killing.
Police in Rose Hill hope to have positive identification of a child found buried in a home's backyard. Our news partners at KSN Channel 3 spoke with the mother of three girls who had been placed in that Rose Hill home 5 years ago. Krista Helm says she relinquished the rights to her daughters in 2018, and they were adopted the following year. Now she, too, is looking for answers.
They had to be playing in that backyard where their sister was, and they had no idea, or if they did, how and why.
Officials say all of the juveniles living in the home have been placed in state protective custody.
Rockets continued to launch from both Israel and Hezbollah as fears of a wider conflict brew. Fox's Mike Tobin has the latest details from Tel Aviv.
Israel and Hezbollah are engaged in the most fierce exchange of fire really since the 2006 Lebanon war as Hezbollah responds to the deadly setbacks it endured last week. With the rockets flying, we have video of one of the rockets that got through Israel's defenses and impacted in a little town very near the port city of Haifa. Rocket barrages came at Israel all night long with the greatest intensity in the early morning hours. That was followed by attack drones entering Israeli airspace. In light of the rocket fire, the Israeli Air Force stepped up attacks in southern Lebanon. The IDF says they hit some 400 rocket launchers aimed at Israel and promised to continue until the rocket fire stops.
Lebanon's health ministry says three people were killed and four wounded in Israeli strikes. Now the forecast with the meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Pretty dry as we go through the day. Had very small chance that we maybe have a few lingering raindrops early this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy to mostly sunny skies. Pleasant high of 71 degrees with a light north wind at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rana Williams.
Now cloudy sky, 57 degrees, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. Steve and Ted of the Morning now, 7:34 here on a Monday morning. It's time for Mondays with the Mayor with Wichita Mayor Lily Wu. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Steve and Ted.
Did you have
your weekend?
Pretty good. How about
good.
You? Did you have another one of your busy weekends?
This one was a little lighter. Started off with the drone show at Exploration Place. Was really looking forward to the grand opening of the amphitheater, which Wichita Foundation helped fund. And unfortunately, the storms came through, so that got canceled. But that's okay. Still had a good time with community members. And then on Saturday, we had Latin Fest down in Old Town, and that was beautiful, wonderful parade. I had the opportunity to welcome individuals from all across the city and outside of the city. And then Sunday was an opportunity to go and celebrate Pastor Kirkendall and his First Lady on their 16th anniversary at Bethany Missionary Baptist Church, and then fundraiser for the Wichita Cancer Foundation. They do so much to help out families with their premium if they get diagnosed with cancer. So what a wonderful nonprofit organization created by Wichitans to help out, really, not just Wichitans, but people all across Kansas. So big shout out to the Wichita Cancer Foundation.
You mentioned there was a little severe type weather, a little over the weekend. However, we got some much-needed rain, and anytime we can get some rain, maybe the level will come up in that Cheney Reservoir a little bit, huh?
I know. I was hoping that a lot more rain was going on west of us, but unfortunately, as you know, the drought does continue, and we had to extend the drought restrictions past the month of September because of the declining levels at Cheney. So last week we talked about that, and just again wanting to remind community members, not just in Wichita, but we have customers that get Wichita water from the surrounding cities, that conservation is still very important. So please don't water your lawns between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and obviously don't water your lawns when you're not supposed to on that day. But there's lots of tips at savewichitawater.com for anyone that's thinking about conservation methods.
And I think if you got well water, make sure you got one of those signs out there to on display, right?
Yeah. You know, we have had people call in and say that they have well water, but they're also trying to not water between 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. because we know that that's the high evaporation time. So even if you're on well water, being a little bit more conscious,
There you go. Hey, got a workshop tomorrow. And as I understand, one of the things you're going to talk about is fireworks, correct?
Yes, correct. So the Wichita Fire Department will give us an update from the 2024 season that we just passed, and then we'll make some observations and what will happen moving forward.
I wonder we'll go find out tomorrow what they have to say. Also, what else on that workshop? You got some money that ARP money, is that right?
That is true. There are two additional topics. So we'll talk about solar energy and where solar farms are allowed to be located within Sedgwick County and then obviously here in Wichita. But the other big topic that we'll talk about will be ARPA dollars. As you know, we're going to be utilizing some of those ARPA dollars to help with the multi-agency navigation center to help with homelessness. We already approved the purchase of the old Park Elementary School. And now there's already a request for proposals to help us prop up the emergency winter shelter starting November 28th. But in the meantime, we still have to keep working towards the multi-agency portion of it, which is where all the different agencies come together, have a presence inside the MAC so that an individual facing homelessness comes into this one location and then gets connected to the different resources that are out in our community. And so we really want to help people transform their lives by connecting to the right resource. And I do have to mention that this is just one side of the coin, being very compassionate, helping people connect to the resources. But the other side of the coin will be enforcement once this multi-agency center continues moving forward, because we do know that it is not compassionate to see individuals having tents across our community. And we want to help people really find the right resource and transform their lives, connect to the help that they need, if it's substance abuse, if it's mental health, if it's job skills. We want to connect them to the right resource. But again, encampments and enforcement regarding camping laws will be something that will be coming forward in the next few weeks.
We talk about those ARPA dollars. That's pandemic dollars from the federal government. You have a deadline. You have to spend that, don't you? Am I right on that? You have to spend it by the end of the year?
Yes, there is a deadline to allocate the dollars. Okay. And so we will have some recommendations that staff will show to us tomorrow.
Okay. Very good. Anything else you need to talk about today?
No, just looking forward to the next weekend. As you know, Saturday will be the big Wagon Masters Chili Cook-Off in downtown Wichita. Also looking forward to the Newman University Party on the Plaza next week on Saturday as well. So lots going on in our community. I'm just grateful that I get to share with you all what happened last weekend and what's coming up ahead in the week.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate your time. That's Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu with Steve at 10 in the morning. And coming up, we got the Wichita Business Journal update. Will be an update on, the machinist strike that's going on right now. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve at 10 in the morning, 7:46. Three big things.
Three.
Congress averts government shutdown for at least 3 months.
Two.
Two men dead after separate weekend shootings in Wichita.
One.
Textron Wichita machinists on strike after rejecting the company's offer. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And to take a look at our traffic update, the first traffic commute of autumn. And I'm looking at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam, especially on the southwest side there. Still some congestion, slow-moving traffic at K-42 and I-235 on the southwest side. And some very slow-moving traffic as well on the Kellogg Corridor on the west side. Slow at 119th Street West, very slow at 135th West, and slow as well at 151st Street West on the west side on Kellogg. Want to see some of those slowdowns at those intersections. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Mostly sunny today, becoming mostly sunny today with a high of 73 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 52. Tuesday, partly sunny, 20% chance for rain tomorrow, and a high of 75 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, 57 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Go enjoy the new outdoor patio at the Monarch. Patio is ready and waiting for you and your friends to come and enjoy it. The Monarch, Wes Douglas in historic Delano. Online retail king Amazon expands its use of artificial intelligence.
Fox on Tech.
Amazon continues to bring AI to retail. We've told you about how Amazon will use AI to create shopper-specific and contextual product descriptions and recommendations. The idea is to help you find more of what you like and need while shopping for stuff on the giant e-commerce platform. And they're also deploying an AI chatbot for sellers to help manage their Amazon stores. And now Amazon will bring generative artificial intelligence to these sellers. Using AI, a seller's picture of their product can be turned into what Amazon is calling a live photo, essentially a short animated picture like a GIF. And there is also a video generator Amazon hopes its sellers can use to create short advertisements for their product quickly and for free without the need to spend time or money creating them on their own. The generated videos will be short, but include titles and music. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
A record-setting close on Wall Street Friday.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing mixed for the day, but up for the week following Thursday's Fed-driven rally. The Dow did rise and notched its 29th record close of the year. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors ending lower, with tech and industrials lagging and utilities gaining ground. It was also triple witching day, the once in a quarter period when index options, index futures, and single stock options all expire. The Dow winners today, Nike, IBM, and McDonald's. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Microsoft, and Caterpillar. The Dow rising 38 points, the Nasdaq lower by 66, S&P 500 down 11. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. More than 70% of Textron aviation machinists voted on Saturday to reject a four-year contract offer. And then they approved a strike with nearly 82% of the vote. Strike began at midnight today. International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local Lodge 774, represents nearly 5,000 workers at Textron Aviation. It's the city's second largest employer, with around 10,700 full-time employees. The results come in spite of the union's negotiating committee recommendation on Thursday for members to approve the company's offer.
As Wichita's automotive industry grows, WSU Tech plans to meet its demand. The Technical School's Automotive Center completed a $3 million renovation and remodeling effort in late August at the City Center campus on 301 South Grove. With support from the state and industry partnerships with Minnesota-based Walser Automotive Group and heavy tech truck company WKI Kenworth, the space will include Walser Automotive Service Lab, Kenworth Heavy Truck Lab, and a 72-person lecture hall. Jesse Lane, dean of the WSU Tech City Center campus, said 20,000 of the 30,000-square-foot building was renovated and remodeled to meet the uptick in enrollment in their automotive and transportational programs. That's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. How about that, Ted? Gearing up to teach people how to work on cars.
Imagine.
Yeah. There are some people who say, well, I wouldn't want to do that. Yeah,
you'll
look
never
down their nose at somebody, but there's
you'll never be unemployed. I'll tell
that's
you
right.
That.
That's a it's a pretty sweet deal if you know what you're doing, you know how to do it. And I, you know, if you don't want to go to school, don't want to sit in an office, it's a great job for somebody.
Yep.
Car comes in, vehicle comes in. If you know what you're doing,
you can fix it and make some money.
Make some money and everybody's happy. I think that's great. Growing up, I knew a couple of three people who could just about fix anything.
I really admire people like that. Truly do.
Yeah.
Because I don't seem to have that in me.
They taught me a little bit enough to get by, enough to, frankly, they taught me how to tune up my 1954 Chevrolet. Which meant to plugs and condenser and everything, and I got to tune up a couple of cars and did well with that. Had a good
nice,
time. But not that well. I can't do it anymore. Anyway, yeah, that's a good deal. They're doing some great things out at Wichita State and at the technical school there.
Yeah, glad to hear that.
And as we said earlier, I would just again say happy birthday to your mom, Mahala Woodward. I've enjoyed being friends with her. After we got to working together with her and your dad, your late father, and she had a birthday yesterday, and I hope you all treated her nice with great respect.
I think we did.
You got a good family then.
Yeah, we had a nice gathering yesterday afternoon with the family and paid her a huge salute on her 81st.
Her 81st, wow. Yeah. Today, by the way, is National Family Day.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
There you go.
This encourages everyone to gather around the table and enjoy a meal together.
I did that yesterday.
You already did that. Okay. The old saying goes, family who eat together, stay together, something like that. I think there's a lot of truth in that.
I agree as well.
When I was growing up, we tried to have a meal. Well, we just about every night at our house when I was growing up. And when my kids were growing up, we tried to have a meal every night just to the four of us together in our family.
You remember the TV show Dallas?
Sure.
Yeah, where it was, you know, very trashy soap opera-ish at times.
Yes.
But it was always Mrs. Ewing and Jock Ewing always insisted, even as crummy as their adult kids were, that everybody had to be at dinner every night at South Fork.
Oh, sure, Miss
That was
Allie?
One of their big deals was, yeah, you got to be here for dinner.
Got to be here for
Which,
dinner.
Of course, makes for a great scene every week in the show, is that you have all the characters gathered there at one table.
Going back and forth.
But, sure. Yeah.
Well,
the Ewings always stressed family.
Yep.
Everybody's got to be here for dinner at night.
I'm glad to know that the Ewings were setting a good example for American families everywhere. Everybody but JR, of course.
Well, he was there. He was there at the dinner table, though. Miss Ellie wanted him there.
He was a good son, that's for sure. Hey, first full day of autumn. It feels like it, doesn't it?
Man. Yeah, we went from definitely feeling like summer on Saturday and like autumn yesterday.
And here we go. All right. Steve at the head of the morning here, and coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, stay with us. We got a lot planned for the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Got the latest on that Textron aviation strike, plus a government shutdown postponed, at least for now. Ted has a look at sports.
Another one right down to the very end for the Kansas City Chiefs road opener yesterday. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
And how about entertainment news with the Blur?
Jam-packed edition of entertainment news in the Blur coming out of the weekend. Our first Blur of the autumn after the equinox. We'll have that coming up at 8:35 this morning.
And we have back-to-work traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.